Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning, and I hope everybody is having a good morning so far. It is 8:11, 46 degrees outside, and we are joined now. She'll be in the first and third Thursday of every month. We are joined by Jeannie Haynes from the Natural Food Center. Jeannie, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Morning. I'm doing just fine.
Well, it's good to have you in this morning. It's the first time we've met, and so I look forward to doing this the first and third Thursday of every month. And before we get started on what you wanted to talk about, first of all, let's talk about the Natural Food Center. It's over at 414 West 8th Street. And we were talking just a little bit about how things have been going so far. How have things been going over at the Natural Food Center so far, especially since the COVID-19 thing has hit? How have things been going over there so far?
Well, we were really good and going right off the bat. Things were really, really up, but it slowed down back to about what it was. Right now, my main challenge is actually trying to get products restocked on the shelf. Last week, I ordered 20 different bottles of zinc because I've had customer requests of trying to get zinc. And yesterday, I got both of those shipments in, and I did not get one bottle of zinc. And so that is what I'm facing right now, is the demand is so global. Most companies have increased production. They've increased their workforce with temp employees just to accommodate the demands. Shipments are running slow, way behind normal. And it's a global challenge. And so we're all trying to deal with it.
It's just demand is pretty much outstripping supply right now, correct?
Oh, yes. Like one of my elderberry suppliers that I sell a lot of products with them or through them, and they said that they wiped out their entire season's supply in 8 days.
Oh, my goodness.
So
people were wanting to get after that, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. And so that'll be like they're anticipating mid-May to June before they can get their products restocked.
Yeah, and I remember just a few weeks ago, Amy was texting us. They wanted to let everybody know that you guys had elderberry, and I'm pretty sure you guys got wiped out pretty quickly after that happened, after people heard that elderberry was in.
Well, my strongest elderberry product is actually produced at Wildwood Cellars out in Peck, Kansas, and it is 1,500 milligrams per teaspoon. So it's by far the best product elderberry product that I have. And so I did order directly from them, and I was able to get a couple cases, and I need to restock that because it is running low. But they came through. It took them a while. Their challenge was actually their bottle producer wasn't able to keep up.
Wow. So that's something you don't ever think about. You know, I mean, they can produce it as fast as possible, but you know, there's something else made down the line. Like you said, the bottle producer wasn't able to keep up. And I think that's something maybe some people don't think about. So one of the items you did want to discuss, and we'll discuss more about the Natural Food Center as well. Again, they are at 414 West 8th Street, just a few blocks down from the station here. I mean, not even a few blocks, just a block or so down the street from us. But one of the things you did want to discuss today was vitamin D3.
Yeah. And the reason I want to discuss that is because what we're fighting with this coronavirus is actually a virus. The flu is a virus. The cold is a virus. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about vitamin D. For one reason, it beats the flu. And some statistics that I was able to come up with, like each year up to 20% of the entire American population gets the flu at least once. Flu also causes as many as 200,000 hospitalizations every year, and as many as 49,000 may die from a condition that's flu-related, as reported by the WebMD. And according to an independent UK study, found that taking a daily supplement of vitamin D can help people fight off the development of the flu as well as other types of respiratory infections. And the COVID has that nasty little respiratory infection thing going on. So.
Absolutely. And that always worries me about I'm okay right now because I just go home, work. I don't do anything. But I've had pneumonia twice. I've had double pneumonia once when I was a kid, and I've constantly had bronchitis. So it's like when I hear they're talking about this being an upper respiratory infection, I'm like, nope, I'll stay at home. I'll come to work, stay at home. I do not want any part of that.
Well, it sounds, you know, like you're definitely at a higher risk because of your history. And I'm actually at a higher risk because I'm riddled with autoimmune.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, we got to stay away from that. So and you're at a pretty high risk as well. I mean, just being at the store every day, do you wear like a mask or something days to just kind of keep yourself safe?
No, I wipe down and sanitize the doors, the refrigerator doors, the entry doors, the counter. I actually am probably a little more proactive in what I'm doing because I know I'm at high risk. Vitamin D is one of the things I take to build up my immune system. I also take some different herbs that are going to fight a virus. And I take my vitamin C religiously. And, you know, it's just what you put in does matter.
Absolutely. Yeah, you should see what I do to this board at the end of my shift every day. This thing gets wiped completely down. I have, you know, these little packs. Also, we have, you know, the 409 over here, and man, this board gets immaculate at the end of the day. So when I get done with it, so that I make sure, because my hands are all over it pretty much all day. I want to make sure that's clean when I get back the next day. So talking about vitamin D and that it does help virus fight against viruses, though.
Yeah, like the way vitamin D works, it helps to boost your immune system by stimulating naturally occurring antimicrobial peptides. Those peptides protect the body by destroying invading microbes, and those antimicrobial peptides live in the immune cells throughout our body. A lot of them, you know, they include cells lining the upper and lower respiratory tract. They can directly fight off viruses and bacteria that cause immune and respiratory infections like the cold and flu. And boosting the immune system isn't the only thing that vitamin D does. It's nutrition for your brain and nervous system. There's been research done over the last few years that is tying in vitamin D deficiency with Alzheimer's disease. Currently, there's over 5 million that suffer from Alzheimer's here in America. And those numbers are expected to explode to 15 million by 2050. So vitamin D may not prevent the Alzheimer's, but 90% of Alzheimer's patients have low levels of vitamin D.
Ah, so it's good to kind of keep on that vitamin D to kind of help keep your brain, up and going pretty much.
Yeah, it does. And actually, you know, another thing that vitamin D does, it helps with depression.
Mm-hmm.
It aids in the absorption of calcium to promote healthy bones and teeth because you don't want the calcium to go to your arteries, which if you don't have the proper other nutrients to go with calcium, that's where it's going to go. You want it to go to your bones and your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
It helps regulate insulin levels, and it supports lung function and cardiovascular health.
Yeah, because that calcium can kind of build up on those arteries, and that's not a good thing.
Nope.
Because that causes bad things to happen at that point. So, yeah, like you said, you want to get those to our bones. And so vitamin D, good stuff there. And there's also another thing, the link you sent me today, talking about top antiviral herbs. And so we can go over these real quick. And unfortunately, I can't pronounce some of them, but like this Enchisia, is that how it's pronounced?
Well, there's something else I wanted to touch on the vitamin D first.
Okay.
A lot of people know that when you're out in the sun, your body produces vitamin C or vitamin D. So it's actually a little bit of a hormone, but a little bit of a vitamin. One thing that's a misconception to a lot of people is they think that 15 or 20 minutes with a t-shirt on out in the sun is adequate. It's not. I've worked with a naturopath because of my history for over 20 years. And that naturopath informed me years ago that 20 minutes of full body exposure is what it takes every day for your body to produce the amount of vitamin D that you need.
So get out there, get in your yard, soak up the sun. I mean, so.
And if you can't do that, especially in the wintertime when the clouds are covering up the sun, then supplement.
Right.
And so, but yeah, probably a lot of people, I don't know how many people are actually aware of how a virus works. So a virus needs a host cell to live. And what
which would be us.
Yeah. Well, bacteria, they have their own cell walls. Mm-hmm. And so they can live and flourish in our bodies regardless of having a host cell. But a virus will actually penetrate a cell wall and get in there, and they'll mutate. And then it explodes. And that's how it grows. And so I'm by all means proactive. And so if I can prevent something from occurring, then I want to do that. And so what antiviral herbs do is they put a protective coating on our cells. And they're going to actually, that protective coating is going to help to keep that virus from penetrating the cell wall and inhibit its growth.
Kind of like a force field around that cell to strengthen it, pretty much where that virus cannot get through.
Exactly. And so, you know, just topping off, like oregano, I'd probably say is probably my top go-to for an antiviral. Echinacea is a great one. Elderberry, like we already discussed. Mm-hmm. Astragalus, that's probably one of them that you didn't know how to pronounce.
Yeah, no. Yeah, and that first one, I think I just totally trashed the name of. I couldn't pronounce it at all. That one I couldn't get either. So when I was looking at it, but hey, here's one I can pronounce: garlic.
Garlic.
I can pronounce that one.
Yeah, and the catch with garlic is, you know, a lot of people cook with garlic, but heat destroys the healing properties. Mm. If you're going to do garlic in a raw form, what the best way to do is actually take the clove, peel it, bite into it, and then swallow it with some water.
Mmm. Okay, there we go.
Or eat it, chew on it raw, but that's, the garlic's hot. I don't know if you've ever tried chewing
spicy.
On. Spicy. Yes, it is.
And also, do they make garlic pills maybe?
They do.
Okay,
they
so those would work as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and so that's going to help too. Olive leaf is another thing that actually will help shorten the duration of colds and flus, but it will be a protective antiviral herb as well. Sage and angiographis, and I need to do more research on that angiographis because it's I just haven't had a chance. But yeah, all of those things are going to be great to protect your system from the onset of this COVID-19.
Yeah, and this thing is just, I mean, this thing exploded just, I mean, I want to say out of nowhere, but it, you know, they kind of saw it, you know, it just, when I say exploded, it's just like there was like one case and all of a sudden, boom, there it was all over the place. And it's just one of those things that just explodes, and hopefully we can get this, you know, flatten the curve pretty much as they keep saying, and hopefully we can kind of get this under control. Hopefully all these antiviral herbs can help as well. There's some other ones here that were listed. Turkey tail. Mushroom.
Uh-huh.
So that looks pretty good as well. And licorice root. Is that how you pronounce that?
Yes.
Okay. I was making sure I was trying to pronounce it right. So, and it helps out with all kinds of different types of virus. So obviously, you know, the coronavirus is literally, the name is in it,
yeah.
Virus.
Yeah.
So, I mean, pretty much gives it out there. So those are great things that you can take. And what are a few of the products that you have at your store that you would recommend to help people maybe that don't have it yet, but to help kind of, you know, fortify themselves, that you have at your store that people could pick up?
Well, primarily I'm recommending the vitamin D, and actually you're going to run across some statistics or some dosages that are in my opinion really outdated, and current research will tell you that it's outdated, and my nutritionist will also tell you that. Your actual dosage that you need if you're going to supplement vitamin D is 1,000 IU, which is international units, which is how it's measured, for every 25 pounds of body weight.
Oh, okay. So don't take just 1,000 IU and think you're good. You got to know how much you weigh and then take that amount.
Yeah,
so.
And compute that. And
yeah.
I'm
not good at math.
And then, well, you come into the store and I can figure it out.
Oh, okay,
for
okay,
you.
Okay.
So I got that one done.
Okay, good, because I'm not very good at math.
But the other thing too is vitamin C. But you know, right now I'm kind of low on that, and I'm trying to get more zinc in. I've reordered and ordered some different brands and some different things. But I do have the elderberry, and that's a great one. I have the astragalus and the echinacea, along with a high lysine dosage. That's a really good immune booster. And I do have some mushroom complexes. And I do definitely have the oregano oil. And the other thing is, too, like if you're into diffusing essential oils or using them with a topical application, you can get as much healing properties with diffusing oils as you can actually taking the supplement.
So, yeah, that's some great stuff over there. Do you also have, I was talking about it earlier, do you also have the garlic pills over there?
Yes, I've got the garlic pills. And
have
then
to stop by for those.
And then tea, actually. Teas are a good way to get herbs into your system.
There you go. Get some tea, mix some herbs into the tea as well. So
And I've got the raw
tasty way to do it.
I've got the raw honey.
Nice.
That you can actually add to that. Honey in itself has its own healing benefits. It's great for wound healing applied topically, and it's great. You know, it's a lower glycemic. I don't know how low, but
right.
It's still a good sweetener.
Hey, and that's why we don't bother the bees. Let the bees make the honey so we can so we be good. And just as long as the bees leave me alone, I'll leave the bees alone. So don't come over stinging me, guys. And like I said, bees aren't as bad. Wasps are the other thing that I don't like. I'm extremely allergic to those guys. So. And I had one hanging out in my place the other day. I was like, nope, I'm not getting out of this car. I'll just wait him out until he goes away. So anyway, the Natural Food Center again is over at 414 West 8th Street, just a few blocks west of the station here. And what times are you open during the day, Jeannie?
I am open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and Saturday 9 to noon. And just a word to put out, I do actually sell pastured non-GMO chicken and grass-fed and finished beef, grass-fed and finished bison. I just restocked my bison inventory.
Ooh, that sounds good.
And along with the chicken, I have eggs as well. So
very nice. And if they want to get a hold of you, what are some various ways they can contact you?
Well, I do have a Facebook page and have a website. And the phone number for the store is 251-4451. And so they can call me anytime. And if I'm not with a customer, then I'll pick up the phone.
Awesome. So anyway, again, that is the Natural Food Center, just a few blocks west of the station. If you know where the station is, 414 West 8th Street. This is Jenny Hayes here this morning. She'll join us the first and third Thursday of every month at 8:10. And definitely look forward to it, and thought this was a great discussion today about vitamin D, all the benefits of it, and how other ways you can get it instead of just being out in the sun. There's other ways to supplement it as well. So, and it will help against the coronavirus a little bit, else strengthening up a little bit. So again, Jeannie, so thank you so much for coming in today, and I look forward to seeing you again here in 2 weeks.
Okay, sounds great.
All right, we're gonna go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll start Open Line. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.